The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com and by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. Anybody notice anything different at the gas station?
We've just had the second biggest gasoline price hike in history.
Please don't tell me this has caught us by surprise yet again. More after this from Charlie. Like most Americans, I'm sure you've been cheering on the winds of freedom sweeping the Middle East, but freedom always has its price, and now that a barrel of oil has passed $100, business owners especially are getting a better feel for that price.
Our business runs on gas. Every mile counts.
Gas has gone up more than 30 cents a gallon in the last 2 weeks, which has the president's chief of staff talking about the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That's our rainy day deposit. During the first Gulf War in 1991, President Bush released 34 million barrels and prices dropped by a third in 1 day. And John Kilduff, an oil industry price analyst, says it's time to do that again.
You could send a real signal to the oil markets that there's a real seriousness from the Western governments that this is too high, too fast.
But Peter Butel, who also tracks energy prices, says you have to be careful how you define rainy day. Remember, the winds of freedom might yet sweep into Saudi Arabia.
If this were to spread to the point that it involves Saudi Arabia, then we're going to want every single barrel in our strategic reserve for a very rainy day.
So a $3.50 a gallon is a rainy day. The very rainy day would be, what, $4, $4.50, $5? Trilby Lundberg publishes the Lundberg Survey on gas prices. How hard is that wind blowing?
There's a total of 15 countries now, most of them oil producers, that are in some degree of turmoil.
Wow. Say, wasn't there a plan to have all our cars running on natural gas or on electricity from windmills by now? I wonder what happened to all that. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Monday, March 7th, 2011.